Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two members of the JRMC. We have Katie Ryan Anderson. She is the marketing manager at the JRMC. And we have Melissa Roldson. She is Dr. Bates's nurse. He is a urologist at the JRMC. And Melissa and Katie, both of you, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again for joining us here on Let's Talk. Melissa joining us today as part of the urology team at the JRMC. We're going to talk about something maybe that doesn't get talked about very often because it may be a touchy subject for some people, but vasectomies is going to be kind of our focus today. And March is kind of a time that the JRMC and other hospitals are asking people to consider vasectomies. You know, if you have been deciding or thinking about it, March might be the time to do that, right?
Absolutely. As you know, March is the month for basketball, and so we're going to deal with both sets of balls here. for you to come in and get your vasectomy done in March, that gives you some leeway of time to lay on the couch and get caught up on your basketball.
Right. So for those maybe listeners who maybe don't know what vasectomies are, what they entail, we're going to kind of talk about those. So what is a vasectomy?
A vasectomy is a way of sterilization for men. Basically, you come into the clinic, it's a 45-minute appointment. There's no cutting, there's no bleeding, we don't have to bandage anything, and you're out the door and ready to lay on the couch and watch the basketball. As far as women getting sterilized, they're going to be in the hospital for 5 days. It's a very invasive procedure that's done in the OR. It costs a lot more money for you, and basically it's easier for a man to get done.
Right. So that's where we kind of like come to today, because I mean, it sounds like such a simple procedure, but the ability to not have children then is a huge decision for people. So what would you say that individuals that are considering vasectomies, what do you think they should think about before they go through with the procedure?
Well, with Dr. Bates, when you make the appointment, it's an automatic consult. He sits in that room with you for 30 minutes or to an hour. I mean, however long it takes for you to make sure that this is the decision that you need to make.
Yeah, it's permanent birth control, but it can be reversed, right?
Absolutely, it can be reversed.
Okay, is that a very simple procedure as well?
Having it reversed is going to be a little more invasive than actually having the vasectomy done itself, but it's totally doable.
Okay, perfect. We have Melissa Roldson joining us here on Let's Talk as well with Katie Ryan Anderson talking about vasectomies at the JRMC. So it blows my mind. We talked a little bit off air, Melissa. This is... It's such a simple procedure. Is it recommended then that men get the vasectomies rather than the women getting hysterectomies?
Absolutely. Like you said, it's a much more simple procedure. Like I said, it's done in the clinic. It's not done in the operating room. And it's less invasive is what it is.
Okay, perfect. Can we go over like what cost is, or should we kind of refrain from talking about that?
It depends on your insurances.
It's all on insurances.
Sure.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Okay. If you don't have insurance, it costs about $1,000.
Okay. Perfect. So again, it's a big decision for individuals, but something that the JRMC is offering to everybody.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So vasectomies, where can people learn more about this, Melissa, if they want to ask you guys questions or they want to learn more about vasectomies?
We're going to have a write-up on our website at
JRMCindeed.com.
Okay.
And we're also going to have...
They can call the clinic.
Sure,
yep.
Okay.
952-4878. Talk to Dr. Bates or myself. We have brochures.
It's all the information's there.
It's there.
They just got to find it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Perfect. Melissa, is there anything else you wanted to toss out there about this?
Are there any side effects? Is it going
to... That's a great point. Yeah. Are there any side effects to getting a vasectomy? I mean, obviously, not being able to have children, but is there anything that men can expect following the procedure?
Sure. I mean, obviously, there might be a little bit pain, but there's nothing that can't be covered with regular Tylenol.
Yeah.
You're going to have some ice, you know, just to make sure that there's no swelling. Tops 4 days. We absolutely say nothing the first day. You can gradually get into your normal routine. By the fourth day, you're back to normal.
Awesome. And that's got to be a relief to some people who have been thinking about it, talking about it, and considering a vasectomy.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Anything else, Melissa, that you can think of?
Is it going to reduce your sex drive? Is it going to make you feel like less of a man?
Man, Katie, you have all the questions. It's awesome.
That is the thing.
Right.
That's a great question. Since we are playing with your brain, it does not reduce any sexuality contents. It doesn't interrupt your sexual function at all.
Perfect. So it's basically birth control, and that's it.
That's
almost
it.
To an extent.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, Melissa, we do appreciate it, and great information. They can always find more at the JRMC's website or at the JRMC by calling you guys, anything like that.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Katie Ryan Anderson here, and she might as well take over the show for this. Those were awesome questions. But Katie's going to tell us the JRMC has a lot of other things going on as well, lots of different events.
We do. Tonight, and tonight only, is Ladies Night at Jamestown Regional Medical Center. Our JRMC Auxiliary is clearancing out all gift shop merchandise. Okay. So you'll find great deals on apparel, accessories, purses, and jewelry. The event is free, and all proceeds benefit our upcoming cancer center.
Awesome, which is so exciting.
Yes, it's a huge deal, and we're so proud to bring that to the community. There's definitely a need for it. So tonight at JRMC, Ladies Night.
What time does that start, Katie?
Starts
sorry.
At 4.
4 o'clock, got
4
it.
4 to 7:30.
Okay.
We'll have appetizers and mocktails, and like I said, admission is free, so just stop up and say hello.
Awesome.
And then March 15th is our Spring Clean and Free Screen Day. So if your spouse is telling you to turn down the TV, or maybe you're just not remembering where you put the keys or people's names, stop up and see us on March 15th or schedule an appointment. It would probably be even better. And you'll get a screen with our audiologist and our speech therapist. Whoa. And they'll check your hearing or your memory or whatever it is that is ailing you. And if you're considering treating it, they can talk to you about those options as well. And it's a great time because pretty soon we get to welcome our new ENT, our ear, nose, and throat specialist, our physician, Dr. Thomas Combe, and we are just beyond pumped to have him on our team.
Absolutely, and we always appreciate the information JRMC gives us, and if anybody has questions about these events, they want to talk to Melissa or Dr. Bates about vasectomies, what are some of the best ways, Katie, that we should contact the JRMC for that?
Certainly, you can check out our website, jrmcnd.com. Or the basic phone line is 952-1050.
1050. Perfect. Katie or Melissa, anything else you guys wanted to toss out there?
Just remember the ball's in your court.
Okay. You probably have tons of other puns, but I'm not going to allow you to do those. Melissa and Katie, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's
Talk. Thank you.